together. We all came from under pain.
Late Ill Kid at One Yes, holding it down with your street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right. You best believe it. I ain't gonna tell you no lies. I'm gonna keep it real with you. All right, we here because we cool. All right, we talk about that Young Justice. And while y'all are hitting the like button, while you are subscribing, while you are sharing this to your friends, while you are hitting up your baby mama, baby daddy, hitting up your ex-girlfriend saying, hey, did you see this week's Nerd Soul episode? I want to ask you, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? This show, okay. At first, when they had the readings of like the passages from like books and stories and poems or whatever, from Tigris or Artemis, whatever we want to call her, Artemis Tigris or whatever, Lady Tiger, whatever you want to. At first, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. But I kind of like it, yo. I think it fits well with these episodes. I think it fits well with the tone of the show. I really, really like it. I really dig it. It's awesome. It gets increasingly cemented in kind of like the pathway of the show. The more I listen to it, the more I listen to her voice and how she does the readings, I'm enjoying it. Now, big shout out to everybody who's early in the chat. Shout out to Silhouette Animator, Geeky Andre. You know, shouts out to everybody coming through on the, of course, replay. But I ask you two, are you not entertained? Because, not only did we get another good reading from Lady Tiger, but we got another good episode of animation with some fight skills. I would like to give a shout out to Keith of Blurtish. I would like to give a big shout out to him. And with that, I guess I'll cue up some jams. He was right. We were right to trust the system. Shouts out to Onyx. All right, we're gonna start here. Shouts out to Onyx for being the more trustworthy. When we don't know, we can super trust, but we can trust. See, Vandal Savage's daughter, we should have known. All right, we should have known we couldn't trust that June. All right, and shouts out to them using the glamour charm, and shout out to homegirl saying, well, we got it from you. So that was dope. I really enjoyed that. I dug it. I thought it was cool. But back to what I guess Arsenal and I think Jade had already said, either cut him loose or just kill him. Like, what do we see? If you would have done that, we wouldn't have had an issue. You got orphaned in all these problems because you ain't listened to wise counsel. But we now know that shouts out to Onyx, everything's all good. Also, shouts out to Jade, man. Jade coming back through. I'm happy to see you, girl. I'm glad you came through for your shuster. You know what I'm saying? And a Silhouetted Animator says, never trust the savage. That's true. Never, ever, ever, ever trust the savage. It's not worth it. And while you're putting down those notes to not trust the savage, make sure to hit that like button. And make sure to share this, you know, just in case you forgot the first time. Savage is whack. All his progeny are whack. But you know who ain't whack? You know who is the sneak MVP of this episode? I gotta give it to your girl. All right, Miss Gordon. All right. Shouts out to Batgirl, now Oracle, coming through. Being able to communicate with Artemis in a way where she, you know, the two, you know, was Vandal Savage's daughter had no idea. And it was, you know, even like the thing where it was like you could like look left or right to answer the question that she had. Like that is dope. That is cool. Like that is the kind of stuff that I like to see, the kind of ingenuity like that I like to see in play, because it raises the stakes for the person that's behind the desk as well as the person in the field. I also like the incorporation of talking about the rest of the Bat family, saying like, hey, they're dealing with Penguin and Riddler right now, but if you need, you know what I'm saying, they got your back, we'll be over there lickety-split. So that tie-in, it really, you know, it warmed my heart to hear that kind of like inclusion into the, you know, into the rest of the episode and all that, into the rest of the world, as far as we see it, you know what I'm saying? Now, shout out to Geeky Andre saying Oracle using the drone was cool. The episode was giving me Metal Gear vibes. Yeah, there were a couple of points where I was like, yo, y'all might get caught. And of course, the idea is that they're going to get caught and there's going to be like a to be continued. But man, was it fun to watch this episode. And we were kind of all waiting for the shoe to drop on Vandal's daughter. I think we were all kind of expecting that, but we got a little extra piece on that drop. Like we all knew Vandal's daughter was evil, right? But we had no idea about the arm. Like the arm, she came through for us. So seeing her arm come through, that was cool. And how they used the glamour charm. Also, getting a little bit of the backstory from Orphan was something that I liked as well. We now know in this particular version of events in Young Justice, like in this, you know, timeline, or, well, I guess you can just say in this adaption, the way she, you know, of course, ends up being paralyzed is by Orphan. But let me know if I'm tripping. But, you know, Orphan, you know, goes to kill Joker. You know, she's going for the slash. Bad girl pushes him out the way, accidentally gets sliced by Orphan. And, you know, of course, at that time, she's, you know, paralyzed. And she, you know, she reaches out to Orphan and she looks at Orphan and she's like, I didn't do that to save Joker. I did it to save you. And it's like, oh, God. Like, but I know that's the stuff that Bruce teaches all the youngsters. So I get it. But I'm just like, killing a killer is not bad, all right? The dude is a killer. Like, and it's like that meme of Red Hood where he's like, where Batman's like, if you kill a killer, there's the same number of killers on the earth. And he said, yeah, but if I kill 99 killers, like, you know, you act like I'm just gonna stop at one. Like, killing a killer is never a bad idea. Shouts out to Dexter, you know what I'm saying? So with that said, I also like the way they paced this episode. This episode didn't seem as much as a rush as some of the others have. So I felt like we got a chance to enjoy the ride to Santa Prisca, the time on Santa Prisca. And of course, we got some more time there, because that fight ain't over. I like using shade in the way that they're using shade. And Lady Shiva, you know, Shiva got a baby. You know what I'm saying? So shouts to Shiva. We gonna see what goes on between Shiva and her baby, because I assume that there's gonna be a fight going on. Geeky Andre says, I like Cassandra's origin in this universe. I think at the end of this season or next season, she will upgrade to Batgirl, which makes sense to me. I think that's probably something that Batman is probably, you know, waiting on or something like that. You know, I'm pretty sure that'll be the next thing. I'd love her to stay where she is with the, you know, with the sword and everything. But I think part of this transition to Batgirl will be her kind of having that final closure or severed tie from her mom. Like, all right, yo, my mom is bugging. She tripping. She always gonna be evil. So, you know, might as well just go on, live my life and save people and just be good. You know what I'm saying? So that's a cool thing. And seeing her kind of in that one little moment with her mother, you got enough to know that Shiva, no matter what she say, it's over between them. Shiva like, I just tried to make you the perfect weapon. Like, girl, please. I wanted you to be my mom. I learned it from you, mom. So I thought that was dope. But I can't remember who wrote, somebody, I can't remember if it was an article or a video, but somebody was like, why is Miss Martian being hidden or something? Or like, why is she being held back? And I was just like, Miss Martian isn't being held back or hidden. Like, they're on a different part of the story at this moment. She had the first, like, 3-4 episodes to herself, essentially. Like, her and her relationship. Like, what are you talking about? Like, if anybody's being hidden from this show, it's Rocket, Icon, you know, Virgil, you know, Aqualad, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But Miss Martian's been, she's had her time on this show. Like, Miss Martian has had her story time. Now Lady Tigress, Artemis, or whoever she want to be, she's having her time. We ain't seen Static. Where he at? Where my girl Rocket at? All right? Where Bumblebee at? You know what I'm saying? Honey Bee, where at? You know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to hear this mess. Like, Miss Martian ain't got enough time. Miss Martian has had tons of time, and she going to get tons more. All right? But with that said, Miss Martian, she came through today. Oh, today? You gonna go to a whole nother universe though? Cause they ain't allowed that though. They in the wrong universe. They ain't the right one. They in Marvel. You talking about DC? Yeah. No, we're talking about Young Justice. Yeah, remember yesterday, Young Justice? We were watching it and kicking it. There wasn't no Thor up in there. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Ain't universe and no Eternals. Ain't got none of that. So, back to what we were saying. The sheer force old girl came with was respectable. Respect you for coming through. Also, I wasn't mad at Malefic's, you know, response to her. He was like, you coming all up in here over an earther? She was like, first, check yourself. He's not an earther. He's a crypt. Well, actually, no, he's not a Kryptonian technically, because technically he's not born in Krypton. He is a clone. I wonder, okay, if you're a clone, where are you from? Like, okay, let's say you're a clone. Say you were a clone of John Jones, right? Say if you were a clone, right? If that was the case, would you be considered from Mars, or would you be considered like from Earth? Because he might have a point with calling him an Earther. Like, this dude's never been to Krypton. What are you talking about? He's not a Krypton. Well, I mean, he is a Kryptonian, but he's like not a Kryptonian. Like, you know what I mean? Like, help me out. I mean, yes, Kryptonianness is in his blood. You know what I'm saying? But also, earthliness is in his blood, and he's never been from Krypton. Like his daddy, he ain't got no daddy. So this is interesting. Let me know if you would consider Connor being from Krypton. Like, if you was like, yo, man, he a Kryptonian. You know, he's not an earther. He's from Krypton. Like, would you? Because she made that statement like he's Kryptonian. I'm like, yeah, but he's from Earth, though. He's an earther. Like, you know, but with that slant, she still had a point in saying, who or how did y'all know that y'all needed kryptonite for him? And how did y'all get y'all hands on it? Now, of course, she read old boy's mind. Why did she not see, was it Desai that gave him the bomb? Why didn't she see that? Because he, you know, of course, opened his mind to her. So after she whooped up everybody, I was surprised she didn't go a little further. I would have been like, because when she like crunched the dude and pushed him to the, I would have been like, ha-ha! Like that joint would have been like, It would have been no more good, bruh. All right, so Brother Man says Connor is a descendant of Chris. All right, so I guess we kind of let that slide. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe I'm nitpicking the young man. You know what I'm saying? Plus, he's passed. We should, you know, respect the dead. You know what I'm saying? He can be wherever he from. He want to be from because he did it. All right? So I did like not only the fury, but the fire she came with. But I do think it's weird that she didn't see Desaad when she read his mind. Unless he hid that from her. I don't know, because she read his mind and she was like, okay, he doesn't know, or he doesn't know anything about, you know, kryptonite, and he didn't do anything with the kryptonite, which is cool. But I'm like, didn't you see Desaad though? And why did you just let it go at that moment? Also, you did all this throwing, pushing, pulling, all that stuff. The second he hit that boom tube, she should have crushed that remote and pulled him all the way until a full choke and been like, where you think you going? You staying right here. What you think this is? All right, I'm in control. I'm the boss, right? I'm the boss of all bosses, right? But yeah, Philly man, I agree with you. Why is this show addictive like crack? Like it, I do. I enjoy it, man. They seem to strike like the right chord every season that has me interested in, you know, the kind of the trials and tribulations, their ups and downs, their growth. And even the next up and coming crews, like, you know, like Forger and Halo and Markovia. I mean, dang, what's the boy's name? Can't even think of the boy's name right now, but Brion, Terra. Like, I want to know what's going on with them and what's going to happen with them. Like, they've done a good job of just developing characters on this show where you're actually interested in coming back next week, which is something that I think is really cool. I still think we should get 2 episodes or 3 episodes a week, but you know what I'm saying? You know, WB don't be listening to me, man. I'd be like, yo, WB, put out 2 episodes a week, 20, like 22 minutes ain't enough, man. And they was like, yo, we can't listen to you right now, man. We don't want to do that. So, sorry guys, I tried, but they won't listen. They won't try to hear. They was like, we don't care what you ask for. You ain't gonna get it. So we got a cool fight scene or semi kind of fight scene with your girl, Miss Martian. And then kind of the fallout of like, you know, I don't know who to blame. I'm like, Malifa Akin's who to blame. He the one that put the bomb there. He requested the bomb. You can still blame him. Just because he didn't know about kryptonite, you can still blame him. Like I don't know who to blame. Your brother? But anyway, slide that to the side. Lastly, I just want to talk about how well the suspense was handled this episode. I think we were all kind of waiting for the shoe to drop. And then also the idea of like, would they be able to get out this episode was sort of hanging over my head through the viewing. I was like, all right, we've been watching for a while. How long has it been? I don't know if it's been 20 minutes yet. I don't know how long it's been. Like, are they going to make it out of here? And once Shade showed up, I was like, they ain't going to make it out. I was like, Oracle gonna have to call in Nightwing or something. Like, even with Jade there, I was like, yo, they outnumbered. They got guns and stuff. Y'all ain't got no guns, because don't none of y'all want to use guns. Even though it makes sense to at least keep a little piece on you. I mean, I know you got your arrows and your darts and your little daggers and stuff. I get you. But just have like a little subcompact, like a little 45 or a little 40 on you. You don't even need a full 45, just like a 40. Them little 9mm bullets, but just like a 45, like a little, something just in case. Like, say you run out of arrows, then you got a little click-clack for them. You know what I'm saying? But I know it's a kid. I know this is geared towards the youth. I know it's not for the youth, but it's kind of like geared towards them. So you don't want to see people just be like, ka 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 ka. But, and that's why they won't be having Arsenal in the episodes like that. But still, it would make sense to have a couple more weapons on. Shouts to Geeky Andre saying, I wonder if we'll ever see Cassandra's father, Master Assassin David Kane, in the show. I think so. I think there's a possibility for it. But I figure maybe for him to maybe make an appeal to her after she becomes full Batgirl. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Also, Philly Man says Shay getting double exposure this year since he's on Stargirl. This show is mature. I wouldn't consider this show for like kids, but it's not full. It's not like full, like it's not like full all out Invincible though. You know what I'm saying? Like Invincible is like when you know you're like, oh, this is for the grown-ups. But like, you know, Young Justice strikes a good balance between being old enough but not too grown where some of the youth can't get into it, you know what I'm saying? So, and I like that. It's just that sometimes I'm like, y'all kind of screwed yourselves by not bringing like weapons or like some more, like a couple bombs or something, something, you know what I'm saying? And Philly Man said, well, Tara crushed someone with a boulder. Yeah, but the way that person was crushed isn't the way they would have been crushed in, say, something like Invincible. Like, there's a very big difference in how they handle the action on this show. Now, they are, I've noticed, as the seasons go along, they've taken a few more liberties. So we're in season, what, four now? Four? Five? Four. We're in season four now. So, shoot, maybe by season six, we could be on some Invincible stuff where it's like, whoa, snap. But right now, it's still like, yo, y'all know they had guns, right? Y'all didn't bring like one grenade, just one. Like one grenade, like come on, man. Like, it should be one grenade per person, per episode. Anyway, I'm bugging out, y'all. We got podcasts for listening. We got Spotify for music. NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those places. Oh boy, what is it? What you showing them? Oh, you want? This is a Spider-Man comic book that has been ripped to shreds by baby hands. He likes it so much he likes to tear it up. So just so y'all know, if you get a Spider-Man comic book, tear it up. Why not? Just tear it on up. So, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Like I said, follow me. Holla at me if you want to be on the mailing list. Hit me up. Add me. I'll add you to the mailing list. All that jazz. Hit that thumbs up. Like, subscribe, dislike, unsubscribe, subscribe again, then share it. You know what I'm saying? Tell your mama to watch, your brother to watch. You know what I'm saying? You can even turn it on and sit your dog in front of the TV because dogs be watching TV too. They got to know what's going on in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Go on and sit Scoob in front of the TV. They'll be all right. So with that said, guys, much love to the chat. Silhouetted Animator, Geeky Andre, Philly Man, Brother Man, Philly Man and Brother Man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, come on, bro. So with that said, Philly Man said Lady Shiva decapitated someone last season. Yeah, I like how y'all pulling these out, but y'all know neither of y'all have said yet that yes, there's a distinct difference between Invincible and this. A very distinct difference. But maybe that's for a good reason. Maybe it's for a good reason. Maybe Young Justice shouldn't go there. Maybe I'm just crazy and want too much blood. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I want to be washed in the blood. But anyway, love all y'all. We're going to leave y'all P.L. Parker Lewis and Arcatron from us to you. And Wire High Sign from us to you. We just say thank you for coming through. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, that's what they got. Captain Marvel 2, all of them. All right. So from us to you, thank you for watching. Peace.
I'm the man, yes, sir, to kill the bear barehanded so the people won't forget it. Getting money for our label to drink. I don't care what a broke nigga think.